On Thursday, February 20th, the Quebec National Assembly left for a break until March 11th, without completing the debate or voting on Euthanasia Bill 52. The Euthanasia Prevention Coalition released a statement saying that Bill 52 is unconstitutional, imprecise, open to abuse, and lethal. Three members of the Euthanasia Prevention Coalition spoke to CKUT and explained why this bill is imprecise and unconstitutional, how it targets disabled people, and why this makes it lethal. You'll hear from Nicholas Steenhout of Living with Dignity, Amy Hasbrook of Toujours Vivant Not Dead Yet, and Hugh Shear, legal consultant at the Euthanasia Prevention Coalition. What does the Federal Criminal Code say about euthanasia? Nicholas Steenhout from Living with Dignity stated that
it says that nobody can cause the death of anyone else, even if that person asks for it.
Amy Hasbrook explained that there are several provisions in the Federal Criminal Code. The first one is about homicide. The second is specifically about assisted suicide, which is Section 241 of the Criminal Code. And there are other provisions, such as providing noxious substances.
All three of those provisions would apply to to Quebec's Bill 52 if that were to pass. Quebec is trying to get around this by calling this a medical service, basically saying it's a medical procedure like any others, and so it falls under Quebec's jurisdiction and would fall outside the federal jurisdiction.
According to Hugh Shear, federal law must have paramountcy over provincial law.
Under our constitutional law, we have a doctrine that's called federal paramountcy, which says that to the extent that a provincial law attempts to legislate in an area of federal jurisdiction, such as the criminal law power, which is federal jurisdiction, then that federal law takes paramountcy over the provincial law. So there's a clear understanding that where the federal government and federal law occupies a certain jurisdiction, such as the criminal law authority to regulate, that the provinces, can't then, in essence, regulate an activity that is effectively in that very area. And that's exactly what the province is trying to do here.
What makes Bill 52 unconstitutional?
Bill 52 attempts to put in place a regime that addresses issues of both palliative care and other end-of-life treatment measures, but includes within it, as part of that spectrum of care, measures that effectively allow euthanasia, basically the intentional killing of a patient by a doctor. And that activity is clearly contrary to both the homicide provisions of the Criminal Code of Canada and as well the assisted suicide provisions of the Criminal Code of Canada. And as such, there's a conflict between this element of this Quebec law that legalizes this illegal activity of euthanasia and the Criminal Code of Canada, which effectively says that such conduct is criminal.
Nicholas Steenhout also added that
it also goes against Quebec Charter of Human Rights that ensures a right to life to everyone.
What makes Bill 52 so imprecise?
That it does not define end of life. The fact that a person will not know if they are admissible under the bill or they qualify because it would be impossible to know if they are at the end of life. The bill does not define a timeline for describing the end of life. The bill does not define a particular condition to know if the person is at the end of life. The bill does not stipulate whether the person's condition is with or without a particular treatment. So, for example, I take medication for psychiatric disabilities, for PTSD and other disabilities, and my husband takes medication for diabetes. If both of us stopped our medications, we would be within a few months of dying. Does that mean we are at the end of life? A friend of mine uses a respirator. Does that mean if she stopped using that, she would be at the end of life? In addition, my husband and I both use CPAP machines. If we stopped using those, we would probably be in danger of having a heart attack for lack of oxygen while sleeping. Does that mean we're at the end of life? There's so much lack of clarity in this bill that virtually anybody with any kind of medical condition could be admissible. That's just one example within the bill as to its lack of clarity, and there are many, many other such examples.
Nicholas Steenhout and Hugh Scheer explain how Bill 52 is designed to specifically target people with disabilities.
The government will tell you that they're not targeting people with disabilities because a person must be at end of life, yet they don't define that. But if you look at the other eligibility criteria of the bill, that you have to have an incurable condition that significantly affects your ability to function through life and that causes you physical or emotional pain, those are criteria that people with disabilities, including myself, meet. When we consider all the barriers that people with disabilities experience in life, whether it's finding housing, employment, transportation, all these really build up and create a climate where someone with disabilities can very easily feel overwhelmed and want to give up. As long as we don't provide the proper support and services, people with disabilities are going to have people with disabilities will think death is an option. I think everybody at one point or another goes through a hard time. People with disabilities do that more, and until we have resolved barriers and access to services, I think we can't, in all good conscience, provide euthanasia.
It's intended, it's targeted at those very people, people with ALS, people with chronic disabilities, chronic conditions. That's what its intention is. That's the very foundation of what the bill is intending to accomplish in the regard of the euthanasia component of it. We support the issue of the palliative care that the bill is attempting to promote in general. Palliative care is fundamental pain relief and making sure that everybody has universal access to that. There's been multiple parliamentary committees that have come down and said that.
Do you think there would be a way to write a euthanasia bill that is legal, legitimate, and precise enough to only be applied to those who give real consent?
I don't believe there's any level of safeguards that could be put in place that could effectively protect those most vulnerable in our society, people with disabilities, seniors, those with dementia, others who are most vulnerable, from the risks of serious harm and abuse. I don't see that as being possible. And the reason I don't see it as possible is that there's a perception amongst many that these people already are living lives that are not worth living. In other words, that don't have value. And once you get to that perception, it's just so easy to regulate in a way that pays no heed to and doesn't have consideration for the human rights of these individuals. And that's what happens once you implement a regimen of euthanasia. It effectively says that a person with this form of life has effectively no life worth living, and they're better off dead than to live the way they are. And that becomes the norm, that becomes the acceptable and the accepted convention. And once that happens, it's almost impossible to stop it from happening.
Bill 52 violates the human rights of disabled people. Instead of providing the services they need to live independently, the only option being offered is death.
Even though people with disabilities are supposed to have access in all aspects of society, is supposed to be equal, the fact is that a person in a wheelchair cannot get on a bus. Or, most of the buses, even if they have ramps, the ramps don't work, or the driver doesn't know how to operate the ramp, or, as often happens, drivers simply won't stop for a user in a wheelchair, either because they feel the bus is too crowded or just because they don't feel like using Lyft. So the idea of equality that's in the charter is not realized. And so people with disabilities are pushed into a lower quality of life by the lack of accessibility and the lack of realization of the charter. So when you, having pushed people into a lower quality of life, you then pull them toward death by making this option available to only people with those disabling conditions. You are once again violating their human rights. Instead of providing the services they need to live independently and for the rest of their lives, to live in comfort and in control of their lives, the only option that's being offered is death. And that is, we believe, a violation of people's human rights.
For more information, you can visit Toujours Vivant Not Dead Yet at tvndy.ca. Living with Dignity at vivredignité.com and the Euthanasia Prevention Coalition at epcc.ca. Thanks to Hugh Scheer, Amy Hasbrook and Nicholas Steenhout for their contribution to this report. To listen back to their full interviews, you can go to CKUT's news blog at ckut.wordpress.com. This is Emily Philipson for CKUT's News Collective.